roller derby is so awesome. First of all, just the image of it and the sort of physicality of it and what you have to wear, and you have to have a roller derby name. And Lynn Pereira of Yarmouthport, who I believe had just had twins, so it's no wonder that roller derby seems pretty easy to her. She posted something about it on her Facebook page, and Talia Arone responded, and they decided to organize a team, which for now has been working out twice a week at the Hyannis Youth and Community Center. There are 19 members. They call themselves the Salty Dolls. They don't have a full-time coach. The level of skating is pretty variable, apparently. But they all have skating names, like one of my favorites, Fisty Cuffs. They range in age from 20s to their 50s. Most of them have kids, and this is just a great way to let off steam. If you want to give it a try, they have open skate on Fridays at the Youth Center from 7 to 8:30, and you can see how you do.
Let's move on to another story in the news, Project Adventure. This is a five-week program that aims to build trust. Tell us about this.
Well, photographer Christine Hockeppel, I think, literally stumbled across this when she was out cruising for photos up in Falmouth one day, and she ran across the kids from Falmouth High School on the Project Adventure rope course, which is behind the high school field house, and spent a fair amount of time hanging out and taking photos. This is a program that uses things like the zip lines and catwalk and climbing wall and what just sounds awful to me, the heebie-jeebie vine rope. It's all an option for a physical education class at the school, and the kids who do it love it. The teacher and coach, Scott Handler, says it's really not just about the physical, but also about, of course, conquering your fears and building chemistry among the kids. If you want to see what it's all about, there's a terrific photo gallery by Christine at CapeCodTimes.com.
I'd say you have to be very careful if you encounter something called a heebie-jeebie vine rope.
Yes, I think to Handler's credit, of course, this is all done with safety harnesses and belaying ropes, so there's no danger of serious injury, I believe.
Indeed. Meanwhile, big weekend for a lot of high school students, or shall we say graduates?
That's right. I think there were four graduations this weekend, two of them yesterday. Sturgis, one of the Cape's newest high schools, graduated its 15th class. There were 99 students. At Sturgis, the tradition is they sign a ship's log when they enter the International Baccalaureate program, and then they signed out again yesterday when they graduated. Meanwhile, Upper Cape Tech graduated 146 seniors, including an Eagle Scout, a state science fair winners, and football champs, and a student who gave the student address is actually studying health science and wants to become a physician's assistant. There are photo galleries of these and all the graduations. I believe there are 8 or 9 more this week at CapeCodTimes.com.
Okay. And in sports, some fun facts about golfing great Jack Nicklaus.
Walter Bingham's column this morning is kind of fun if you've been watching golf on TV as long as I have, which is a really long time. It's all about Jack Nicklaus and tells you some history, like the fact that he's colorblind, which I didn't know, and that apparently he slimmed down after he really struggled to play 36 holes in one of the Ryder Cups. Bingham says he also has a bit of a frat boy sense of humor, which I'm not sure I would have gotten watching him on TV. It's all in honor of the 38th Memorial Tournament that he hosts every year at the course that he designed in Dublin, Ohio. And Bingham says he was there and that the Golden Bear is still going strong.
Nice to hear. You can read more about these stories and other news in today's Cape Cod Times on the web at CapeCodTimes.com. Susan Muller is news editor. Thanks, Susan, and have a nice day.
Thanks, Dan. Stay dry.